أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The 17th of Ramadan marks a landmark in the history of Islam because it was when the first great battle of Islam was won. It was fought and won. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Surah Al Imran. Surah number 3 mentions it in Ayah 122. When he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَعَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And indeed, Allah assisted you at Badr when you were weak. So be God conscious, so that you may be of the thankful ones. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَنْ يَكْفِيكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةٍ عَلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. When you said to those who believe, does it not suffice you that your Rabb should assist you with 3,000 angels set down? So, let's have a look at the Battle of Badr. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the news that there was a trade caravan going to Syria from Makkah under the leadership of Abu Sufyan, he sent two men to gather information about it. And it was discovered that it was a large trade caravan in which all the Makkans had shares. The Quraysh had decided to put all their savings into it and then use the profits on arms and horses and other items of war to fight the Muslims. Now the news was very, very disturbing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina with 313 men, 2 horses, 70 camels. Now they go to Badr, which is a stopping point for the caravans. Remember that the Quraysh had confiscated all the property of all the Muslims who had left Makkah for Medina. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to claim this property back for the Muslims. Now Abu Sufyan, fearing an attack from the Muslims, sent a messenger to Makkah telling them of his fears. And on receiving the message, under the leadership of Abu Jahl, the Quraysh gathered an army of 1,000 men, 100 horses and 700 camels to go to Badr. And meanwhile, Abu Sufyan, petrified at what was going to happen, takes a different route back to Makkah, avoiding Badr. And once he was back in Makkah, he calls Abu Jahl back. But Abu Jahl is too proud, too arrogant, and wants to crush the Muslim army with his large army. Obviously, he's got 1,000 men. There's 313 over there. 2 horses they've got. He's got 100 horses. They've got 70 camels. He's got 700. So on the 17th of Ramadan, 2 after Hijrah, the two armies met at Badr. Now it's a battle fought with discipline. In the beginning, as per Arab custom, there is single combat. There is 1-to-1. And there's the famous Quraysh warriors, Utbah, Shaiba and Walid. They come to challenge the 3 Ansars from Medina. But the Quraysh refused to fight the Ansars, demanding their equals. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Ubaidah, Hamza and Imam Ali al-Islam. The 3 Makkans are killed. Ubaidah is hurt. The Quraysh get very disturbed and they just started attacking en masse. Now in the thick of the battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand in dua. And the dua is mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal. Surah number 8, Ayah 9. إِذْ يَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مُمَدِّقُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. When you sought help from your Rabb, so he answered you, I will help you, indeed I will assist you, 1,000 of the angels in rows after rows. The enemies were petrified. They began to retreat. Besides the skill of the Muslim soldiers, the sight of so many, if I can say, divine entities, they were angels, struck terror in their hearts. 70 of the Makkans were killed, including their leader Abu Jahl, and there were 14 Muslims who were martyred. 70 prisoners were taken by the Muslims and they were treated with kindness. In fact, some became Muslims. In later days, some of the prisoners said, Blessed be the men of Medina. They made us ride whilst they walked. They gave us wheat and bread to eat when there was little of it, contenting themselves with plain dates. The rich prisoners paid ransom and they were set free. Others were asked to gain their freedom by teaching 10 Muslims to read and write. And this is one of the battles that strengthened the iman of the Muslims. There are very many implications with the Battle of Badr, and it's good to read history, because history is what we build ourselves upon. A good time to pick up a book and read about the history of Islam.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.